Hey guys, welcome back to Party on the Porch with Samantha and Penelope. How's everybody doing?
He must be doing really good. What's going on?
How's LeBron doing?
He's doing very good out in LA.
It would have been nice to have him at the Sixers though, wouldn't it?
No.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't think too many fans are happy about that.
Say that, baby. We don't need you here. We got a great team.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyhow, change the subject because we don't want to make our topic thrower mad at us. His name is John. He might get a little peed off that we're even talking about this right now. Reap me, me.
Awkward.
Awkward. Anyhow, Samantha.
Penelope.
What do you think about that Al Siegel on our block that wakes us up every morning at 5:30 in the morning?
You just put an air conditioner in the window and you don't hear him.
I don't know about that. Every time
I... No, I'm just kidding. Air conditioner takes...
I'm an animal lover, but that Henry man, I swear he mocks me. He sits there and he goes squawk, squawk, squawk every time I see him.
Well, Fiona, what...
Victoria.
Victoria, what's that sound like? Anyway, if you want to talk about a bird, I came out to my car, parked in the driveway, looked up on my back house, I saw a crazy looking ass bird.
What was it?
I'm thinking it was a blue heron. Anybody in the local area, let me know what comes up in the Jersey area.
Well, I can comment that, but...
crazy bird on the... And John, my husband, said it was a very skinny seagull. If you're from a shore town, you know there is no such thing
as a very skinny, skinny seagull.
There's not a skinny seagull out there.
Because them mother humpers will be eating curly fries.
This long legs, skinny, scary looking bird sitting on the roof of my back house. Let me know.
Let me think. What's the one that delivers the babies called? I forgot.
The storks.
Was it a stork?
I hope not. But I hope so, too.
Babies for life.
Babies for life. Oh, Victoria. Babies for life.
Maybe there will be what? Say it.
Maybe there will be a Kyle Jr.
Wait, what? Hey.
A Kyle Jr.
Maybe.
Awkward!
Very awkward! Next topic, moving on. John, give us one.
Big bugs in the house in the summertime. What do you do if that's a problem?
Bond the house?
I grab my husband and tell him to kill it.
Run outside?
My neighbor and tell her to save it.
Or clean the house?
The music in the background is a little bit crazy.
That's because we're in the ghetto shore town, don't you know?
Not nice. Anyway, if you have a big bug in your house, just grab your big husband
and clean.
Get him the hell out. Or your lovely neighbor who is a saint to get the bugs out.
Or clean it.
We have a Victoria who would like to introduce the next topic.
The next topic is...
Hello, Victoria. Introduce your next topic.
The next topic is the helicopter.
Yeah, what was with the helicopter?
God. Every 15 minutes over the house.
The whole day.
And it was as big as a...
army helicopter.
Yes.
It was weird. I thought they were coming to attack.
The little beach helicopters. We're not happy with them.
Yeah, I thought they were going to drop bombs on us or something. Or shoot at us, rather.
They shouldn't do that. That would not be nice.
Mm-mm. No nice.
And I don't think that they actually would drop a bomb on us.
You need to wear more clothes.
Let me hear something funny coming on. Put your clothes on before you come on the show. You gotta get dressed before you come on the show.
Oh, dear Lord. Awkward!
Awkward!
I would like to inform you that there is.
If you want to talk about dad. Days of Your Lives, now's your chance.
So anyway, nobody watches that show, huh?
It's not Days of Your Lives.
It's Days of Our Lives. Get it right.
Yes, it's Days of Your Lives or Our Lives.
Or it could just be yours.
Yeah, and I think it's yours.
Yeah.
The Penelope takeover.
So Salem's crazy right now. They're killing people off. Another guy's going to get rolled under the rug.
So it sounds like every day.
Basically.
20 years of Days of Our Lives.
Stefano.
52.
Alive.
Right?
No, but that hasn't stopped him from being recasted and rising again as the Phoenix.
Is he still alive in real life?
No, he passed away December 13th, 2016, I believe.
We are very
Luke and Laura are still together.
Well, we're sad.
Oh, wow, that's going way back. Laura's still alive, yeah. But they're not together. I think Luke passed away.
Oh, I can't.
Laura is Abigail's mom. Our grandmom.
Mommy.
That's a whole different show.
Let me know.
Noah's still Days of Our Lives. You're on the right topic.
Show that has been 40 years ago, 20 years
52
ago.
52 years ago.
Zero.
2 years ago.
13,000 episodes.
No,
yes, 13,000
episodes. More funny.
Yeah, next topic. Shoot one out.
That's it, man.
That can't be it. What about the water situation at the beach?
What about the water
situation?
I heard stories that some of them are very contaminated.
Oh, no!
Okay.
A lot of poop.
In the water.
Situation.
Bang, bang, bang.
We had a rainy off-season, and it rains, and we have outpipes, and all the outpipes go into the ocean. Obviously, they're outpipes. So, their ocean is now filled with outpipes. It is poo, except for clean your poo up when you walk your dog.
Clean up your poo!
In the ocean!
Clean up your trash cans. And you won't have any of that.
Do you know that could happen in the backyard, though?
And it does. Because there's no outpipes. So the outpipes go on the ocean, clean up your shit, get it together.
Clean it up.
And then your ocean will be good. So just stop with the complaining about the Wildwood beaches.
Oh, you just gave our short town away, Samantha.
Kidding.
Damn, Penelope, you just called me out. Oh, shyster.
Anyhow, awkward. I'm trying to... You're very awkward.
Awkward!
I'm kind of hoping we get more listeners. This is our second...
Not with this one.
No,
well, you never know.
Not with this one, we
might get a lot of people...
But Penelope, I'm just warning you, do not trash Wildwood.
No.
I wasn't trying to. I was being funny. But anyway... Why don't you shoot us out of topic, Victoria?
The next topic is the power outage.
Yeah, what's up with Comcast? Are they, like, canceling?
Well...
Or did a plane crash into the major power line? Seriously. It was out for hours the other day.
Okay.
And it was a nationwide outage.
That's a question that... John could answer.
Possibly.
Since he is a fiber optics wonderful
technician.
Whatever.
Could it have been a plane or a bomb? Like, what caused that?
It could have been a gun.
It could have been one overheating
nation?
Not nation, a room.
How would a room overheat and cause the entire country to lose cable?
It could happen.
That's how it happens.
I was thinking more of a freaking plane flying into a freaking tower and making it happen. Like
it
a Comcast
could
tower.
Happen.
A truck could have gotten into a accident with the truck that was... trying to splice into the fiber optic lines that go around cities.
Yeah.
And that would have shut down everything.
You sure it wasn't ISIS?
I'm not sure it was not ISIS. This is a good possibility.
It was the Ice Queen!
Ruh-roh! I think I just opened a big can of worms. Samantha, you missed it. I think it's ISIS that caused the power outage for Comcast.
Oh, really?
Yes. Queen.
Well, I have nothing to say about that.
Next topic.
Hurry up, Miss Victoria.
Could have been the Taliban. Also.
Hey, how's that go now?
Sometimes shit happens.
And we gotta deal with it.
And have fun with it.
He had to say the word Taliban. Now I got a song stuck in my head and I feel like shooting it out. I can't remember how it goes.
How does it go?
You can't sing it.
But you can't sing it.
Yeah, I know. Copyright. I know.
Copyrighted.
I know we can't copyright.
But we can.
So anyway, with the Comcast thing, it sucks. They overcharge us and that's what we have to live with.
Or we can just go Comcast free.
That's why.
Thank you.
That's
wow,
what.
That is a.
And you guys know what?
I want to enjoy the summer at the ocean and just look at the sky and love life.
And you guys know what?
If you save some money.
I got friends that can help with that.
Big brother.
Hey, people, save some money. Don't do any cable.
Save some money.
Yeah, save some money with the cable. Anyways, next topic, please, anybody.
The next something topic funny. Is the cockroach in.
It was a water bug.
There's not a cockroach in my house.
Just kidding. The water bug in Samantha's house.
And Samantha and Victoria figured it out and got rid of it. By
and they did not kill it.
Gina and John to come in and take it out.
I started screaming and it was very, 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 very
scary.
There
are only water bugs. When you live at the shore, there's only water bugs.
This is true. And you guys, you want to know something that I'm thankful for from the other day when I fell onto Victoria? I'm thankful I did
no,
not.
You just did not fall.
I fell over off
fall.
Of the
you
chair.
You just slipped on a banana.
I
you
fell over fell off of the chair head first.
Down off of a chair, freaking head planted, and started laughing.
And I am thankful.
Thank God we are grateful for.
And I am thankful that I did not. I fell on Victoria and not on the puppy's pee that was on the porch that day.
So you're grateful for landing on a human instead of on a dog.
Awkward. Not the dog. The dog's pee that would have been on that was on the porch.
But you landed on a human.
She broke my fall.
So a little human
you
broke your fall,
me.
And that's awesome.
That's awesome
yes.
That you broke me.
I didn't break you. You're still
thanks,
alive, aren't you?
Penelope?
You're welcome, Victoria. I love you.
I love you. Thanks a lot.
Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Then the next topic is why?
What about your pancakes?
Why my pancakes are amazing.
I don't know. Who do you cook them for?
I cook them for my family.
Because I have never had any.
Me neither.
I will make you some.
I have never had a pancake.
You're what? Lying.
Can't help it. Never.
Never?
Never.
Are they too flat?
Yes.
They need to be plump. I'll make you the world's largest stack of pancakes.
All right, Mr. John. How do you like your pancakes?
Covered in hot apples and whipped cream.
With butter.
And Miss Victoria, how do you like your pancakes?
I like my pancakes run over by a car.
As roadkill?
So you like roadkill on your pancakes. That's awesome.
Yes.
And Penelope, what do you like?
I like strawberries and bananas with syrup on my pancakes.
You picked a very simple choice.
I like my pancakes good, as I like my waffles.
Yes.
Toasted?
Filled with chicken and ice cream. Vanilla
yum.
Ice cream and a lot of caramel sauce.
I never understood that.
Chicken and waffles.
I'll have to try all your picks. But when you try mine, you're going to love it, okay?
Okay. John, shoot us that topic. What you got?
What's the next topic?
All right. Neighbors. Loud neighbors.
Why? I'm so crazy.
Would you like your neighbor to be doing a podcast on the porch?
At like 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Party on the porch.
Well, why do you think we call it Party on the Porch, man?
Because we're partying.
I'm asking the audience if they would appreciate that.
If it's funny enough, I think they would.
Maybe.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Hey, look, guys, we're new at this, so give us some time here.
If it was funny,
it would be
so awesome.
Ha, 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 ha.
But this one is not funny.
No.
Well, we can leave that up to the viewers.
Yeah. Their choice, their decision. They could have different opinions.
What do you think, Amanda?
I think that this is a rough one.
Well, I'm still a little sketchy from the fall the other night, so I gotta get my brain working again.
I think you hit your brain
a little too hard.
On a bone, maybe. That may be broken.
I'm sorry. No, Victoria. She went down.
I went down hard, people.
She went down like straightforward. Boom.
What? She's trying to catch a cat.
I thought I was doing a front flip.
Cheers was the lowest rated show. The first year.
And on that note,
It came out. And now it's an all-time
classic. But it ended as the highest rated
show of all time.
Finale ever.
Woo!
I know you still say MASH, but it was Cheers.
It was MASH.
I did it.
I like MASH. MASH was a good show.
It was the highest rated show.
Anyway, Samantha. Do you want to sign off for tonight? And
yeah,
because
this is going shit-hole crazy.
And we got the loud-ass motherfucking barking dog going off on the porch. So we are Cardi on the porch signing off. Good night, all.
Love
Say
you.
Good night, Samantha.
Wow.
Good night,
Samantha.
Good night.
Wow.
Love you.
Good night,
Ruh-roh. The water ball got over me.